This is the Left, Right and Centre, and I'm Maria Shakeel. The Delhi Assembly elections have delivered a decisive verdict, marking a significant shift in the city's, or should I say, city-state's landscape, political landscape. The Bharatiya Janata Party has emerged victorious, winning 48 out of 70 seats, while the Aam Aadmi Party secured 22. This outcome is a remarkable turnaround for the BJP, which had only 8 seats in the previous elections of 2020. The BJP's victory can be attributed to its multiple issues. Strategic campaigning, which focused on corruption, lack of development, and also party's commitment to the city's welfare. The Aam Aadmi Party, on the other hand, struggled to replicate its previous success despite its efforts to highlight its governance achievements. And the Indian National Congress, which had hoped to revive its fortunes, drew a blank, failing to win a single seat. Today was the day of hectic parleys, with meetings taking place at Home Minister Amit Shah and BJP President JP Nadda's house. What will be the political calculations in deciding the Chief Minister's face? That's what I discuss on the show tonight. Will the BJP be going for the giant slayer in Parvesh Verma, who defeated the Aam Aadmi Party chief Arvind Kejriwal, and he also fits the caste calculations well? Or will this bring a surprise, as they have done in several states, from Madhya Pradesh to Chhattisgarh to Rajasthan? Joining me on the show, Neerja Chaudhary, senior journalist. We have Professor Sanjay Kumar joining us. He is the professor of CSDS. Amitabh Tiwari, political strategist, is joining us as well. Beginning with you, Amitabh Tiwari, what is going to be... Okay, let's take a guess, a calculated guess here. With Parvesh Verma, he fits that bill of being an OBC. The BJP has so far not given an OBC chief minister either in either of the two neighbouring states, Haryana or Uttar Pradesh.
No, see, essentially, he is a giant killer. People who have represented New Delhi Assembly seat have gone on to become chief minister.
Yes.
And also he fits in the Jat or the caste calculation, as you are mentioning. Because Jats are an influential community in Haryana, Rajasthan, as well as in Western UP, where polls are due in 2027.
That's right.
And the party does not have a Jat chief minister yet. Secondly, he also is that leader who represents a generational change, young leader, aspirational leader, who has taken on the mantle to defeat brand Kejriwal, which is a strong brand, strong brand. Defeating a strong brand is not going to, was not going to be easy at any point of time, and it took up the challenge. So I think all these things do tend to favor Parvesh Verma. We've seen in the past that the BJP is capable of springing surprises, but we've seen also in Maharashtra that the name which was the front runner, Devendra Fadnavis, he got to become the chief minister. So it will not be a surprise for me if the front runner this time, who is Parvesh Singh Verma, goes on to become the chief minister. The only negative, I think, point is that if you make, or the BJP makes him the chief minister, dynastic politics or nepotism allegations could be made by the opposition. However, he has been an MP earlier, twice. So, but still, and occupying a chief ministerial face, chief ministerial position, which is not probably the culture of the BJP. That
yes.
Probably is a,
yes,
is a weakness.
Being a legatee, does it work against him, Neerja Chaudhary? Being the son of a former chief minister.
Yeah, it could at one level, because it would give a handle to the opposition parties who the Prime Minister and the BJP leaders have attacked repeatedly for encouraging Parivarvad. So yes, they'll be on the defensive in defending it. But he's a natural CM because he's a giant killer. He defeated Arvind Kejriwal. Without that, the election would not have had the profile that the Delhi election has acquired. Suppose Kejriwal has won. It would have been a victory, yet a different kind of victory. And of course, his caste, as Amitabh was saying, also is a factor. A Jat CM does help the BJP in the Hindi heartland. And the Hindi heartland is very important for the BJP to keep control of. I mean, they have their eyes not just on the state elections that are down the line, UP 27, Bihar this year, and so on. They also are already thinking of 2029. So from that point of view, a Jat CM, Jats have been restive, Jat, the farmers have been, you know, in Andolan mode. So all that might send a signal.
Okay. Sanjay Kumar, your assessment?
I fully agree with what Amitabh Ji has already mentioned. See, if we look at the claims or abilities, abilities not in a sense, we don't have a thermometer to figure out who is more capable, but in terms of how the contest, electoral contest took place in Delhi, the kind of lead he took in, you know, like defeating the Arvind Kejriwal, caste community equations, because not only Parvesh Verma managed to win from New Delhi constituency, but look at all the Jat dominated constituencies. Most of the constituencies have been won by the BJP. So sending out a message to the vote to the Jat community who have voted for BJP in a large number. So I think in all calculations, Parvesh Verma fits that position. I think he should be the choice of the BJP as the chief minister. But as Nirja Ji and Amitabh Bhai has already mentioned, that the only disadvantage would be that his father was the chief minister of Delhi from BJP. But I don't think that this is, yes, opposition will get a handle. They will keep criticizing BJP on that account. But I don't think that criticism is going to be such aggressive, or people are going to, you know, like buy that that criticism. So my bet would be on Parvesh Verma.
Okay. Do you think BJP could experiment with a woman chief minister in Delhi? That's also being talked about. We are flashing two names here, which is doing the rounds. Shikha Roy, who defeated Saurabh Bhardwaj, a prominent face of the Aam Aadmi Party, and also Rekha Gupta. I mean, can there be a surprise on these lines?
The possibility of surprise by BJP cannot be ruled out. We have seen surprises in other states. But as Amitabh already mentioned, that there was no surprise in Maharashtra. So it's not that BJP always brings surprises. Yes, on many occasions, BJP has sprung surprises. So women candidate, women being the chief minister, may be one of the consideration. Then, but I think BJP will find it very difficult to send out a positive signal to the Jat community. So that would be a catch-22 situation for BJP.
Politically speaking, it works if you have somebody like Sahib Singh Verma's son in Parvesh Verma. He put up a spirited fight. Is seen as the choice of Home Minister Amit Shah for that constituency. I remember Mr. Shah telling journalists that day, 2 weeks before the elections, that he is winning from New Delhi constituency, because they have that strategy that we keep talking about, that to make elections interesting, you have to ensure that the main player gets defeated. Like the surprise that came in from Bengal in defeat of Mamata Banerjee by Shivendu Adhikari, although the state was won by TMC, that makes that entire victory also unpleasant, you know.
Yeah.
Leaves a bitter taste in the mouth.
Yeah, and the defeat is amplified.
Yes.
Many top leaders, but CM, ex-CM and ex-deputy CM have lost, and the party has also lost. Mm. So the message is very big. See, of course, the BJP has in the past sprung surprises. And you mentioned about a woman chief minister. BJP does not have a woman chief minister. In entire India, we have just one woman chief minister in Mamata Banerjee. So that could also be one of the strategies. I think sending a political message is the secondary objective of selecting the chief minister here. The first and the foremost objective is who is the person whom the Prime Minister and the Home Minister trust, who will be able to implement the Sankalp Patra of the BJP. That is going to be the most critical factor. See, political messaging is secondary. So you need a person who is in the good books of the Prime Minister, Home Minister, ensures better coordination with the Lieutenant Governor, ensures better coordination with the MCD, because the MCD
but
is still with the Aam Aadmi.
The reading can be that whosoever is chosen from this number of 48 will ensure that. I mean, in Odisha, if the party did not go for Dharmendra Pradhan but chose a new face here, that it was almost given that Dharmendra Pradhan, given his role in the elections, he should be the obvious choice. The party chose a completely new face.
Yeah, so, because the caste dynamics there is entirely different. Odisha is predominantly a tribal state, correct? So you cannot ignore the claim of the tribal samaj there. Here in Delhi, it's a mixture of caste and socio-economic class. Here you have people from all castes and communities from all across India. So you need also a person who represents the aspirations of all the castes and communities here. I'm not saying, I'm not ruling out anybody else. I'm saying that sort of a person is required. Of course, I mean, anybody who becomes the chief minister will have the responsibility of implementing the Sankalp Patra. But Parvesh Verma also has an administrative experience, correct?
Okay.
He is a two-term MP. So that also gives him some sort of an edge. We are ignoring the angle of Punjab here. The Punjabi Khatri community, if you see the 17 seats, the BJP has won 14 and the Aam Aadmi Party 3. The Aam Aadmi Party had won 16 of those 17 seats in 2020 Vidhan Sabha elections. The Punjabi Khatri community has significantly made a big switch towards the BJP in this election and have contributed to this victory. Making somebody a chief minister there also has implications or sends a positive message amongst the Punjabi Hindus in the in Punjab, where also elections are due along with UP in 2027. That's why you have a lot of names like Jitendra Mahajan, etc. Correct. So these things are there. Now we'll have to see what happens.
Okay, Neerja, you know, there is a reason why Parvesh Verma was fielded from that constituency. It doesn't really fit in the number of constituencies that came under his Lok Sabha constituency. He's shifted completely from his comfortable terrain to a new domain, and then he's pitched as someone who can take on the chief minister. There must be some calculation behind this, the gentleman that we are showing on our television screens.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, of course, there would be a calculation for him to take on Arvind Kejriwal. Why should he be otherwise fielded from there? But all this is natural. It's logical what we are saying. The BJP is thinking that's, others have said the BJP loves to spring surprises, but there has to have political sense behind it also, that surprise. It cannot be surprise for the sake of surprise. And they would have given thought to it. They tend to give thought to it from even before the election is fought on who will be, who could be what. Of course, there are other names doing the round, the Virendra Sachdeva and Vijendra Gupta and Manoj Tiwari, because he is a Purvanchali, Manoj Tiwari, and there are elections now in Bihar, this winter, and those elections in Bihar are going to be very, very important for the BJP to capture Bihar. And to be the largest party, to maybe head the government, even though they have an alliance with Nitish Kumar's Janata Dal U. So I think women also, I hope one day they will have a woman. I don't know whether a woman this time will make it, but somebody who has a grip over the party, somebody who can work with the LG, because of course they are from the same party, so it will not be as difficult as it was for the Aam Aadmi Party to work with the LG. But Delhi is different from other states. Delhi is in the focus of not only the rest of India, but the international community, the international media. What happens here has, ramifications. So I think they will go for somebody who fits all these, who can, you can tick all these boxes of against that person's candidature. I think Parvesh Verma, according to me, if you look normally politically, would fit the bill. Young, Jat, giant killer, and has the confidence of both the HM and the PM.
We seem to be not discussing other names at all. Sanjay Kumar, would you discuss them as well? I mean, there is too much of emphasis on Parvesh Verma, but remember, this is a party in which netas usually call us and say, "Hamara naam mat chalaiyega, kyunki jaise hi chalega, kat jayega." we'll not be even in the race.
Who knows? We are doing a disservice to Parvesh Verma, but I think there is a unanimity among three of us, three of people.
Yes,
in
the reasons,
panel.
Yes.
Because he seems to be the fittest choice. And for several reasons. It's not one reason that he has defeated Arvind Kejriwal. Yes, that's one of the big reasons. But also young generational shift, which has been mentioned by other panelists, and a Jat face. If you look at all the chief ministers of BJP, there is no Jat face. They could have had a Jat chief minister in Haryana, but they decided not to do that. So I think sending out a message to the Jat community. But at the same time, I think what Amitabh is mentioning, Punjabi Khatri community has also dominated Delhi's politics for a very, very long time. They are not going to take it easy. How BJP is going to balance all this? Another factor about the gender. BJP does not have any women chief minister at the moment. So that consideration will always be there. Also the political element that the elections are going to take place in Bihar. But I think Purvanchali becoming a chief minister or BJP deciding to put up Purvanchali in this seat is going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be very difficult. They may not be thinking on those lines. Manoj Tiwari, I don't think they will think of anyone who is not an elected MLA. They will think of someone who is an elected MLA, not an MP, sitting MP to be made the chief minister. So Manoj Tiwari, in my opinion, completely ruled out, at least in this race at the moment.
Yes, I tend to agree with you on that. But what about Bansuri Swaraj? Amitabh Tiwari?
A woman leader, I mean, she was also at one point of time.
She was the head of the narrative committee.
Narrative committee and was also being considered to be put up against Kejriwal at one point of time.
Yes, she was.
In early days. See, one thing is also important here is that the Aam Aadmi Party also has a 43% vote share. So, risking a re-election in an environment where Aam Aadmi Party has lost support, but is still fairly strong. So, I think that angle also will come into play. Bansuri Swaraj is a capable leader and also fits the gender and the Prime Minister's dream project is the Women Reservation Bill whenever the new census and delimitation takes place. So all these things, I mean, perhaps the BJP top brass will do a SWOT analysis of all these leaders, the pros and cons.
Which they would be fallout. Already.
Yeah, which they would be already. I mean, yeah. Most of these names would be discussed, SWOT, political messaging, symbolism, pros, cons, any history, what are the weaknesses, etc. And then they will take a call and we'll have to wait and see.
Okay, so let's try and analyze that as to why do you think BJP would have chosen a Bhajan Lal Sharma and a Mohan Yadav. Beginning with you, Nirja, you know, we kept on making guesses as far as those two states were concerned and we saw what happened. So that's why I'm asking, why do you think BJP chose these names?
I think, you know, everybody seems to think that low-key, low-profile, but people they can trust, not the high-profile figures that we thought of. You know, like Shivraj Chauhan, even though he delivered the state to them once again, he was not thought of as CM. He was, of course, brought to Delhi. So I think they don't seem to want somebody who will be very high profile. I think the prime minister has to be above everybody else in terms of the image and, you know, its standing, stature. Not have any of the CMs get too large for their, you know. That seems to be what I think, why they went for. And people who will be working, as I said, with the North Bloc, with Amit Shah, and of course with the PMO, with the prime minister. Those are very important considerations for the BJP vis-a-vis the CMs.
Okay. Amitabh Tiwari?
See, in Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh, they were to carry a generational shift. Now, there were many contenders, big names in Madhya Pradesh, Kailash Vijayvargiya, Prahlad Patel, Narottam Mishra had lost perhaps. But many big names, even in Rajasthan, you had Om Mathur, etc. Big names there, Satish Punia, etc. But if they would have gone with big names, then it could have created dissent or discontent within the party organization. So that's why opting for names, which perhaps is a surprise for us, newbies, new faces, and also at the same time giving a political message. Because see, the Brahmin community, BJP has always been called a Brahmin Baniya party. The Brahmin community was feeling discontented that there is no chief minister from the Brahmin community except for in the hilly states, which was at that point of time Himachal perhaps. So that's what the Brahmin community was thinking about. And then this Yadav CM was made perhaps to reach out to the Yadav community, because you already had the non-Yadav OBCs largely in the Hindi belt under your belt, and by this message they perhaps thought that this Yadav community could also be wooed in UP and Bihar in future elections. So that's what perhaps could have been the message.
So you don't have a dominant caste, which is Yadav, say in Madhya Pradesh, but you try and send that message for Yadavs in other state, Bihar and Uttar Pradesh in particular. But because if you have a Jat CM in Delhi, you will send a message for Haryana. The message will go to Uttar Pradesh because, you know, just before every election, Lok Sabha or Assembly, the favorite narrative which plays out is that the Jats are unhappy with the state government.
Yeah.
Sanjay Kumar, I mean, it's like an evergreen story.
Yeah, I agree. Jats are unhappy. So not only Haryana, Western UP, but also Rajasthan. Rajasthan
yes.
also has a sizable number of Jat population. But coming back to the question of Basuri Swaraj, I would put her on a very low probability because of several reasons. Inexperience, she's just the first time MP. Also, she's not an elected MLA. I think the elected MLA would not like her to be the chief minister. Young, too young, not immature in a sense, first time MP, just MP for, you know, a few months. And also, the disadvantage which Pravesh Verma has of, you know, coming from a family tree. She is Sushma Swaraj's daughter. So I don't put Basiri Swaraj as one of the front runners. Maybe other women candidate may be the front runner, but not Basiri Swaraj.
Okay. Neerja Chaudhary?
Yes, I agree with Sanjay there that Basuri Swaraj, I asked some BJP people before the elections, why they're not fielding her for the MLA election. So they said that she will be kept for a later date, not right now. So she's just come in and she's shaping very well in terms of articulation as a spokesperson of the BJP whenever she defends the party. But I think they would give it more time. If they had her in mind, they would have maybe got her to fight the elections from Delhi.
Okay, a quick word from Umang Bajaj, who defeated Aam Aadmi Party's Durgesh Pathak. He was the candidate who fought and won from Rajendra Nagar. Umang ji, hum log charcha kar rahe hain ki kaun banega mukhyamantri aap logon ki taraf se. दिल्ली के जो इलेक्टेड एमएलएज हैं वो क्या चाहते हैं?
पहले तो आप सभी को मेरा नमस्कार, और मैं समस्त दिल्ली वासियों का और राजेंद्र नगर वासियों का तहे दिल से धन्यवाद करना चाहूँगा। और जहाँ तक बात रही मुख्यमंत्री की, मेरे हिसाब से भारतीय जनता पार्टी का हर एक कार्यकर्ता इस काबिल है कि वो मुख्यमंत्री बन सकते हैं। बाकी संगठन और शीर्ष नेतृत्व जो निर्णय लेता है, हम उसके साथ हैं।
लेकिन कोई तो होगा ऐसा नेता जिसके साथ सब खड़े हो जाएंगे?
देखिए, सारे नेता, सारे कार्यकर्ता कमल के फूल के साथ है। बाकी हमारे जो राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष जी और शीर्ष नेतृत्व डिसीजन लेगा, हम उसके साथ है। हमारा तो सेनापति चुना जाना है, हम सेना है, हम तो कार्यकर्ता हैं।
चलिए Umang Bajaj, thank you so much for joining us. Let me go back to the experts who are joining me on the show tonight. Sanjay Kumar, go ahead, sir.
No, what's the question, Maria?
Yes, so, you know, you heard from one of the winners. They are being so careful, but at the same time, not ruling themselves out of this race, saying that hum log sab sena mein hai, to sena pe thi, to koi bhi ban sakta hai.
Do you think in a very disciplined party or a party like BJP, anybody is going to risk by even giving a hint that he is also one of the aspirants? Yes, he is a very, you know, like, a small MLA, in a sense, just elected MLA. But even the top brass, the names which are on the screen, Vijender Gupta, Satish Upadhyay, Parvesh Verma, or anyone else, they are not going to risk by even giving a hint that they are an aspirant. They have a stake, they have a say, or they have a They deserve to be the CM. So nobody is going to do that. Nobody is going to risk that. And this is a line every BJP elected MLA or BJP Karyakarta say. We are all foot soldiers. And whichever whosoever name is decided by the top brass of the party, we will all obey that. We will all follow that leader.
Okay.
So no surprise about that. No
yes.
surprise about such
statement. Yes, no surprise. But you know, it's fascinating.
We've been hearing such
that
statement over and again.
Post-victory, the caution that you see in the BJP in particular, Amitabh Tiwari. You know, this is a party which is so disciplined that all its leaders, they're also careful in not celebrating too much.
See, one of the weaknesses of this unit also, why BJP has been losing, has been severe infighting.
Yes.
So this time you see that the BJP has put up a very united front. And that's what is being reflected even after the victory. Nobody is ruling themselves out. But everybody is saying that the high command sort of will decide who will become the chief minister. And that's why they are not celebrating a lot, because we've seen in the past that whoever, whichever person's name crops up in the media a lot, some other surprise name springs up. So they are being careful and cautious also. At the same time also making sort of a subtle claim that we all are MLAs or any MLA, any Karyakarta.
Yes, so it can be any of the 48 MLAs, Nirja. They do not need a Manoj Tiwari or a Bansuri Swaraj.
Yes,
it has to be one of those 48 MLAs, because they have fought valiantly. They have run a spirited campaign. They deserve to be on the chief minister's chair.
You know, this is actually quite an extraordinary situation in India that we have in all parties, even in the Congress. Unless you have a coalition government or many parties like Vishwanath Pratap Singh 1989, Devi Lal threw his hat in the ring openly. But in a party like either the Congress or the BJP, it is politically correct to say that the MLAs will decide. Now, people don't even say that the MLAs will decide. The High Command will decide. Congress also says this. The BJP also says this. Technically speaking, it's the MLAs who should be, electing their leader. But it is the first principle of politics now virtually that you say, I'm not in the race. So you don't have pressure build up to turf you out of the race. I mean, this thing that people calling you up and say, please, hamara naam nahi lena. But normally, people should be calling you up and say, hamara naam lena project ho jayega, high command ke nazaron mein aa jayega. All that. But it's actually the opposite. But that
yes,
is
because
the
high command has its own set of calculations, which is different from what the media thinks. And
yes,
BJP
and
takes pride in unpredictability.
That is right. Unlike what the media thinks, and to take the media by surprise. BJP certainly likes to do that. You know, time and again it has done that in the past. But on the chief minister, on the election of the executive head of a state, which is very important for the BJP, I think a lot more goes into deciding. And also this thing in Indian politics that we see, okay, you must not be seen, you know, to be striving for this top position. Otherwise, counter pressures will build up and throw you out of the race. So don't let these pressures build up before the decision is taken.
All right. So the decision will be taken, and finally we'll know about it after the Prime Minister returns from Washington, D.C., after completing his crucial bilateral meeting with Donald Trump. That's what sources are telling us. So perhaps this guessing game will be continuing for the next few days. At the moment, thank you so much for joining us, Nirja Chaudhary, Sanjay Kumar and Amitabh Tiwari. A quick break and then news and updates on the other side.